This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A heavy security presence across the United Kingdom and a show of unity by local communities prevented a repeat of the widespread rioting seen in recent days. London's police chief said on Thursday.
It was a massive policing operation. I'm really pleased with how it went. And we put thousands of officers on the streets. And I think the show of force from the police and, frankly, the show of unity from communities together defeated the challenges that we've seen. And it went off very peacefully last night.
Far-right groups opposed to immigration planned dozens of gatherings across the UK on Wednesday. Prime Minister Keir Starmer praised the police and the justice system for their work in making sure bad actors were swiftly dealt with.
I was very keen that we're able to demonstrate that if you're involved in disorder, within days you'll be in the criminal justice system and some people starting long terms of imprisonment. That needs to continue.
Britain has been hit by a series of riots after the killing of three young girls in a July 29th knife attack in Southport, Northwest England, triggering a wave of false online posts that wrongly identified the suspected killer as an Islamist migrant. There was an unusual moment in the race for U.S. president on Wednesday when Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance approached Vice President Kamala Harris's plane on a Wisconsin tarmac.
I just wanted to check out my future plane, but I also wanted to go say hello to the vice president and ask her why does she refuse to answer questions from the media. And I also thought that the press gaggle following her might get a little lonely. I at least have enough respect for you all and for the American people you report to come and talk to you.
Several people traveling with the vice president said Vance went unnoticed at the time. With Trump largely off the road this week, J.D. Vance has been trailing Harris and Waltz around the country. This is VOA News. Taylor Swift.